Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Femi OK.
Good morning.
The emotional symbolism of the passing of Teddy Kennedy,
right,
which we learned early yesterday morning, is undeniable. Here's President Obama speaking from his vacation spot in Martha's Vineyard yesterday morning.
Over the past several years, I've had the honor to call Teddy a colleague, a counselor, and a friend. And even though we have known this day was coming for some time now, we awaited it with no small amount of dread.
There's also a certain amount of dread associated with the departure of Teddy Kennedy regarding the health care debate in Washington and around the nation. And as we mentioned a moment ago, small businessmen like John Costin, who we're going to actually continue talking with in just a moment, their health care issues remain regardless of whether Teddy Kennedy is here as a tireless advocate for health care reform or not. But how does this affect the debate in Washington? A quick update now from Julie Mason, White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. She joins us from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, John.
You know, we had some glimpses yesterday that this was going to mobilize Democrats to maybe get more serious about health care reform. But we also had some glimpses that, in a sense, maybe there's relief among some, either in the Democratic Party or in the conservative wings of the GOP, that this is a chance to lay to rest the progressive agenda on health care. What do you think's going on?
Well, this was definitely Kennedy's signature issue. He really wanted to get this done. And sure, there's going to be a push to name the bill for him, sort of wrap up health care reform in the Kennedy brand and trying to get it through. That's not going to happen. I mean, there's going to be a few days of somber mourning here in Washington, D.C., and then it's going to revert right back to the debate we were having a week ago.
And the naming of the bill issue, it seems to me, is a double-edged sword. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. I mean, Everyone remembers how the Humphrey-Hawkins Full Employment Act actually gave us all jobs. You know, naming a bill doesn't necessarily do anything, right?
No, and it certainly doesn't bring moderate Democrats and Republicans on board with health care reform at all.
Is this more of an issue, before we go, for the Democrats in the sense that they really do have to get something done, compromise bipartisanship or not?
Yeah, and, you know, he was really a guy to do it. He was a guy to get everyone in a room and start working and put aside all that partisan stuff. And he's gone, and so Obama has really lost a rabbi on this issue. So it's a big setback for the Democrats if they really are serious about getting something done.
But within all the eulogies and the statements over the next few days, we'll probably be able to read some tea leaves about where the debate is actually going. And the Democrats are going to have to accomplish this without Teddy Kennedy there. In the debate itself. Julie Mason,
Indeed.
Thanks so much. White House
Thank
correspondent
you,
for the Washington Examiner, trying to figure out where the health care debate goes following the passing of Teddy Kennedy.
Never been so easy or so slow. Been shooting in the dark too long.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.